This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The United States military in Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw 7 American troops hurt. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. Military Central Command alleged Saturday that the militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack, which Iraqi forces said happened on Thursday in the country's Anbar Desert. The raid killed 15 people. Iraq had earlier announced the raids without saying the U.S. took part. For years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria, U.S. forces have fought the Islamic State group, though the casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Philippines and China on Saturday accused each other of intentionally ramming Coast Guard ships in disputed waters of the South China Sea. Reuters' Fiona Jones reports.
The Philippine Coast Guard said that the China Coast Guard vessel 5205, quote, directly and intentionally rammed the Philippine vessel without provocation. They added that the ramming damaged the Philippines' 320-foot ship, but no one was injured. In a statement, a China's Coast Guard spokesman said a Philippine ship, quote, illegally stranded at the shoal, had lifted anchor and, quote, deliberately rammed a Chinese vessel. He called on the Philippines to withdraw immediately or bear the consequences. Beijing claims almost the entire South China Sea. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in 2016 found China's sweeping claims had no legal basis, a ruling Beijing rejects.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. The collision near the Sabina Shoal was their 5th maritime confrontation in a month. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's military searched areas around settlements in the occupied West Bank on Saturday after 2 separate security incidents the previous evening. The operation, which Israel says was launched to block Iranian-backed militant groups from carrying out attacks, has drawn international calls for a halt. At least 19 Palestinians, including civilians, have now been killed since Wednesday morning. This is happening as the United Nations World Health Organization is about to vaccinate thousands of young Palestinian children. AP correspondent Julia Frankel reports.
The UN is about to begin a massive campaign to vaccinate some 640,000 children under the age of 10 in Gaza against polio, a disease they fear is now sweeping the strip because of Israel's continued offensive there. The campaign comes after reports of the first confirmed polio case in Gaza in a 10-month-old who's now paralyzed in his lower left leg.
AP correspondent Julia Frankel. Ukraine's defense minister visited the Pentagon Friday to give the United States Defense Secretary an update on Ukraine's incursion across the Russian border. The two also focused on Ukraine's military needs ahead of another meeting set for next week. Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
Former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger has called for additional support for Ukraine and tells VOA Ukraine's operation into Kursk has been successful.
Ukraine has taken as much or more Russian territory than the Russians have taken in the last year of Ukraine. You know, Russians have already lost more men than the United States lost in World War II, and they have nothing to show for it.
The Pentagon says Russia has pulled small numbers of forces from Ukraine to defend Kursk. But experts say the real test will be whether Ukraine can parlay this operation into a long-term advantage. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Brazil has started blocking Elon Musk's social media platform X after the company refused to comply with the judge's order. AP Brazil News Director David Biller reports.
Justice Alexandre de Moraes is basing his decision on local law requiring foreign companies to have a representative in order to receive notification of court decisions and also to take any requisite legal action. De Moraes' defenders have said that his decisions targeting X have been lawful and that they've served to protect democracy. Musk, on the other hand, has characterized Moraes as an authoritarian censor. Brazil's an important market for X with tens of millions of regular users and also a potentially huge growth market for Elon Musk's satellite company Starlink. And now Starlink is also in Moraes' crosshairs. It said that this week the judge froze its accounts, apparently in an attempt to get it to pay for X's fines.
AP Brazil News Director David Biller. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA.